From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
President Donald Trump held a pre-election day rally in Kentucky, and we bring you as much of that as we can fit in the time permitted.
Thank you very much, and thank you. Hello, Kentucky. Great place. It's great to be here in the home of a group called the Wildcats. You ever hear of the Kentucky Wildcats? Now, by the way, they play in a very big arena. This place, look at this. Wow. Hello up there. This is incredible. With thousands of proud, hardworking, freedom-loving American patriots, which is what you are. What you are. Tomorrow, the people of Kentucky will head to the polls, and you will vote to reelect your terrific Republican governor, Matt Bevin. He's done a fantastic job. He's done a fantastic job. And we're sending a signal by doing that to the rest of the country, to the rest of the world, that the Republican Party, you know what we stand for, but you see what's happening with the Democrats. They have gone crazy. The do-nothing Democrats, and they're not getting it done. Under Republican leadership, the economy is booming, wages are rising, confidence is soaring. Kentucky is thriving like never, ever before, and America is stronger than ever before. True. Kentucky's unemployment rate has reached the lowest point in the history of our country. That's not bad. And I want to just tell you that you have incredible representatives, and the job that Matt Bevin has done as governor, he's had to do some things that you had to do, and he's done them unbelievably well. And it sets you up to be a rocket ship in the future. You had to do it. So I just want to thank him for having the courage to do what he had to do. But you have the best numbers you've ever had in the history of the state. And with the help of your Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, we have confirmed 157 judges to follow the Constitution as written. And we're supporting our police, we're rebuilding our military, we're defeating radical Islamic terrorists like never before. The monstrous animal known as al-Baghdadi is dead. And the man that took his place is dead also. American Special Forces gave the world's number one terrorist a one-way ticket to hell. No enemy on earth stands a chance against the awesome power of the United States military, which is now stronger than ever before. We've rebuilt it, and it was all made in America. All made in America. And our country is winning again, and our country is highly respected again. But while we are creating jobs and killing terrorists, the radical Democrats are going totally insane. They want to obliterate the rule of law, drive out faith from the public square, silence you online, confiscate your guns. You better be careful. The Second Amendment, very, very important, very precious. They are after your Second Amendment. With us, nobody's touching our Second Amendment. And that includes the gentleman that's running against Matt. They're after your Second Amendment. We can't let that happen. They want to indoctrinate your children, you know this. Destroy anyone who holds traditional American values. All you have to do is ask the boys from Covington Catholic High School. Some of whom are here tonight. The far left wants to impose their authoritarian ideology on the nation, telling you what to think, what to believe, and how you should live. They want to erase our traditions, our culture, our history, and our heroes. They want to subjugate you and break you to their will, but Kentucky will never be broken. Kentucky can't be broken. You're too strong and you're too smart. In their crazed thirst for power, the Democrats are trying to tear our country apart. First, Democrats engineered the Russia hoax, the most egregious fraud ever foisted upon the American people, the Russian hoax. Then they did the Mueller scam. You remember that, the Mueller scam. 2 years, and they said nothing. And then Mr. Mueller testified. That was a wonderful day for me. And you remember last week, I don't know Tulsi Gabbard, but Hillary Clinton said that Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian agent. I don't know Jill Stein. She's a greenie, and that's fine. She's a greenie, Jill Stein. But Jill Stein was an agent of Russia also. These people are crazy. Now corrupt politicians, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, they are corrupt. And Nancy, unlike Kentucky, which is doing great, Nancy ought to stop wasting time, go back to her district in San Francisco, help the homeless, get rid of the drugs, get rid of the needles that are lying all over the street, and all of the things that are washing into the ocean through their storm sewer system. What's happened to San Francisco and what's happened to so many other places run by the radical left Democrats, it's unbelievable. Los Angeles. You take a look at Los Angeles. Looks like a third world city. But go back to Nancy's area, look at what's happened. There's been no place in the country that's gone down like the area that Nancy Pelosi represents. And she's wasting all of her time. And you know what? It's backfiring. You see it. But the media and the Democrats have launched an even more brazen assault on our nation with a deranged, hyper-partisan impeachment witch hunt. Impeachment. Think of it. So today, we just hit the highest number in the history of the stock market, and that's hundreds of days. Thank you. So last week, think of this. In the history of our country, it's never done better. And by the way, that's not rich. That's not poor. That's for everybody. Your 401ks, how are you doing? Pretty good, right? Pretty good. People tell me that their wives, their husbands, all of a sudden they've been running the 401ks for years, and they totally lost respect for, let's say, the husband. Totally lost respect. Now they think he's a financial genius because he's up 74%. She says, darling, I love you. You are the most incredible, brilliant financial mind. And you know what? If the Democrats get in, that's not going down by 50%. That's going down to nothing. It's going to be worthless. It's going to be worthless. You'll have a depression the likes of which you've never seen. Mark my words, but hopefully we don't have to even think about it. And that was going to happen here. When we took over, that was going down in the wrong direction. And don't forget, that was zero interest. We're paying interest. In other words, people are now getting interest on their money. But that was with zero interest, real easy with zero interest. Last week, the Democrats voted to try and nullify the ballots of tens of millions of Americans. To be exact, 63 million people, disgracing themselves and bringing shame upon the House of Representatives. They've been plotting to overthrow the election since the first hour that we won. And actually, before we won, they were plotting to overthrow this election. Before we won. 19 minutes after I took the oath of office, the disgusting Washington Post. Look at all these people back there. Look. Fake news media. It's the fake news. Look at all of them. What they don't know is that when we hang it up in 5 years or 9 years or 13 years, or maybe 17 years. Or maybe, if I still have the strength, 21 years. See, now they're going crazy. Now they're saying, see, I told you he was a dictator. He wants to take charge and control of our country. These people are crazy. You have one nut job on television. He's sitting down doing an interview recently, and he looks at the person he's interviewing, and he goes like he's in total depression. Total depression. And he goes, good fans up there, thank you. He goes, you know he's going to win, don't you? You know he's going to win, like Devis said. The guy goes, well, we're going to fight, and we're going to, no, he's going to win. You know he's never leaving office, don't you? He's never going to leave office. These people are crazy. They're crazy. But that disgusting newspaper that's right there, the Washington Post, declared the campaign to impeach President Trump has just begun. All right, you can get him out. One person. Be gentle. Be very gentle. You know, every time I say, get him out of here, I end up getting sued. He says, you know, they say, oh, gee, he hurt my arm. All right, so be very gentle, please. I don't want to get sued. Please, very gentle. Very, very gentle. He's going home to mom. Thank you. By the way, do we love our law enforcement? And in the whole world, even on a Monday night, you know, I like the Monday nights because I think we're 58-0. That's a good record. Even for the Wildcats, that's a good. We're 58-0. But even on a Monday night, is there anything cooler than being at a Trump rally? Nothing cooler. With last week's vote, the far left has declared war on American democracy itself. These people are lunatics. In the face of these attacks, Republicans are the most unified that I've ever seen, and I've been watching them and been a big part of them for a long time. And the Democrats have never witnessed anything like it. And they know they're not going to win in 2020, so let's see what can we do to win. But that's not working too well, you'll see. The American people are fed up with Democrat lies, hoaxes, slander. The Democrats' outrageous conduct has created an angry majority that will vote the do-nothing Democrats the hell out of office soon. Kentucky has a chance to send the radical Democrats a message. You will vote to reject the Democrats' extremism, socialism, and corruption, and you will vote to reelect Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, who's done a great job. Matt's a veteran. He's a patriot. He's done it all. He's been a very, very successful business leader. He put his whole life at stake to help this state, and the job he's done is incredible. Under his leadership, Kentucky has created over 57,000 new jobs. But I helped also. We worked together. Now, he is difficult. I have to say, you know, maybe it cost him the election, but it's okay. Here, look. He's such a pain. When he needs something for Kentucky, like money, like aid, like he wants me to call one of the many manufacturers now that are coming into Kentucky. Could you call the head of some company in Japan, please? I say, Matt, do I have to do it? Please, please. But isn't that really what you wanted, a governor? I mean, really. That's what you want. He's such a pain in the ass, but that's what you want. And the job he's done, one of the best in the country. Not the best. He's been incredible. Matt is strong on crime and tough on illegal immigration. Thank you. He's pro-worker, pro-life, and 100% pro-Second Amendment. And by the way, you're going to lose your Second Amendment if you vote in Democrats. You think I'm kidding. I see what they're saying. I watch what they're doing. They're calling me all the time. You will lose your Second Amendment as soon, I'm telling you, as sure as you're standing here. Is anybody sitting? Nobody ever sits. You can sit if you want. Nah, just stand. You know what they say, the fake news? Look, you've been standing. Nobody sat. I don't know. Is it that exciting? Nobody sat. You know what they say? No, you know what they say? They say Trump only got one standing ovation because they stood at the beginning and they never sat down, but they don't say the second part. It's great, great, great spirit. You know why? You love our country. And you see what's happening. We have turned this big monster ship, we have turned it around, and we need so badly, you know, it's like you plant a tree. It takes a little, we have to get those roots to hold. We have the best unemployment numbers in the history of our country. So many things, so many things. the best employment numbers. We have the best of everything. And I think I'm going to count, but I think it's like 118. I told you we have a record stock market today. I think about 100. I'm going to have to check it because, you know, with the fake news, if I'm off by a half a point. If it's 117 and not 118, even if I go under, they report it. They say he didn't tell the truth. It was really 119, but like a lot, over 100, where we had the highest stock market in our history. Think of that. That's incredible. But Matt Bevin has made record investments in education spending for Kentucky students. Education is so important to him. Matt Bevin will defend your Kentucky values. He loves his state from an all-out assault being waged on you from the extreme left. Not good. I can't even imagine. How can you vote for somebody from the extreme left? You know, this guy, Bashir, is a major lefty. You know that, right? Why are we even waiting? Let's just have a good time. Are you sure we need an election tomorrow, Matt? I don't know. How does Kentucky vote for a person? I'm telling you, he will always vote for Pelosi and Schumer and Shifty Schiff. How about this guy? How about Schiff? He makes up a conversation. He gets up before the United States Congress. He repeats my conversation with the head of the Ukraine, the new president, a good guy, repeats it. I said, I never said that. He made a horrible statement. It was a total lie. And then I actually went and released the actual conversation. And you haven't heard about the whistleblower after that, have you? Because the whistleblower said lots of things that weren't so good, folks. You're going to find out. But these are very dishonest people, Shifty Schiff. But Matt's running against these people, and we have to send them a sign because they're dangerous. The radical left's named Andy Beshear, who rejects everything Kentucky stands for. That's who they want to win. Beshear has openly pledged to stop the policies of Donald Trump. What are the policies? Take care of our vets. Take care of our military. We want jobs. We want companies to stop leaving us. They're not leaving anymore. You see, companies aren't leaving anymore. Have you noticed? Remember years ago, before I ever thought of doing this, I mean, when I said, let's do this, I said to our great now First Lady, I said, Melania, let's give it a shot. And then one by one, we were doing good. And what we've done, if you remember before we ran, companies were leaving Kentucky, they were leaving, they were going to Mexico, they were going to China, Japan, they were going all over. Any place but Kentucky. You don't read about that at all. Now they're all coming back. They're all coming back. But Beshear wants to shut down your coal, shut down your energy, raise your taxes, and take a giant wrecking ball to the greatest economy in the history of the state of Kentucky, the greatest economy you've ever had. He's going to destroy it, and it won't be long. It'll go very quickly. You know, you're all sitting there. Everybody has good jobs. You don't like it, you go find another job. It's like the choice I got for military. I got your choice, too. If you don't like your job, you find another one. You tell the boss, hey, I'm getting out of here. I don't like this guy. You go get a better job for more money. Beshear doesn't represent you. He represents the Washington swamp, and he's backed by the same people trying to overthrow the last election. Beshear supported crooked Hillary Clinton, and he's funded by the pro-abortion lobby and open borders fanatics. Open borders, let everyone pour right in. Let them all pour right in. Beshear wants to bring sanctuary cities to Kentucky. Think of that one. Releasing violent criminals and aliens to terrorize innocent Kentucky families. He wants sanctuary cities. He hasn't learned what's happened. You know, we had a great election a couple of weeks ago in North Carolina. We won two House seats. We were supposed to lose probably both of them. And we won them by a lot. We won them by a lot. And I think we won them because of the Second Amendment, because it's under assault from Democrats. But I think we won also because of sanctuary cities, because some bad news came out of sanctuary cities, really bad. And I think that was a reason we won both House seats by a lot. Bashir is too liberal, too extreme, and too dangerous for the state of Kentucky. Tomorrow, everybody needs to vote Republican. We got to go Republican all the way. And I want to bring up a man, and I'm serious about this. This guy works so hard. He's a great natural talent in business, which you needed. And he straightened it out. And I'll tell you what, he will be one of the truly greats in the history and maybe the greatest in the history of this state. Matt Bevin. Come on up, Matt.
Trump in Rupp Arena. This is better than the Final Four, I'll tell you what, in terms of energy. This is extraordinary. Thank you, Kentucky. It is critical that we go top to bottom, run the slate, vote straight Republican, but do your civic duty. Let's get out and vote. Let's send a message to Washington, to the other states, to the United States of America, that Kentucky is leading the way and that we support the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
So we're also joined tonight by a very powerful man in Washington, your great Senator Mitch McConnell. Nobody works harder for Kentucky than Mitch, I will tell you. Nobody works harder, and frankly, maybe more importantly, nobody works smarter. It's up here. I know a lot of people that work hard. He works smart. When the Democrat arsonist in Washington tried to destroy an innocent man named Brett Kavanaugh, now Justice Brett Kavanaugh, Mitch refused to cave to the left-wing mob. And that's what it was a mob. There has never been a man treated so badly in Washington as Judge Kavanaugh. Previously judge, now justice. We got him in, and he's been great, and he will be great. Mitch confirmed two tremendous Supreme Court justices. Mitch helped deliver the largest ever investment in our military and passed VA choice and VA accountability for our amazing veterans. Now, I know Mitch's opponent because I came here, do you remember, last year, slightly different location, and that's okay. It was still the great state of Kentucky. Because Andy Barr had Amy McGrath, an extreme liberal, against him. And Andy Barr is here with us tonight, and we're going to introduce him, but he beat her. So she said to herself, well, you know, I failed in Congress. Now let's go for the Senate. She wanted to go to the House. Now she wants to go. It's not going to work that way. Extreme liberal, anti-gun, lots of different things. Amy McGrath compared my election. Think of this one. It's so insulting. I shouldn't say it. Should I say it? Yeah, why not? No, it's so insulting. You know, you work so hard. You love your country so much. And they get up to say things. She compared it to 9/11, a slander upon our nation.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.